This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
That was Castle's Palm Reader, and you are here for the next 3 hours with Joel Dommett and Ed Gamble on the FUBAR Radio Rock Show.
Yeah, well, that was a big intro, but you said you are here for the next 3 hours. Are they?
I mean,
they're here now. All we know is that they are here now.
Well, are they?
You are here now with the Rock Show. Right now, if you're hearing this, you're here now by definition.
Yeah.
You might not be here anymore.
I mean,
but if you're listening to this, you are one who is here now. Anyway, just sort of technical starts to kick off the Rock Show. We've got loads of great songs coming up. Songs which at the moment we do not have in front of us because someone has done the playlist and lost the playlist.
They've
Castles
lost it.
Wasn't even supposed to be on the playlist. But luckily, I think fast, I found it. I know they're a great band from Belgium and I put it on. And it was a rocking start.
Belgium?
Yeah.
Chocolate and rock. Those are the two things that
chocolate
I like.
And rock. Well, you say rock, Joel Dommett, because we've already got a tweet in.
Okay.
Right. This is how popular this show is. We get tweets in before it starts, all right? I say popular. David Bird.
Okay.
On Twitter, at your pal David.
Yep.
Not necessarily our pal. Because he said, I love the rock show.
Yeah.
Thanks, David. That's
Thanks,
great.
Mate. Thanks.
Maybe
really
stop
nice
that,
of you.
Maybe stop that sentence there. I love the rock show, but some actual rock music would be nice.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about, David Bird, if that is your real name.
Yes, David, that sounds like a fake
name.
Because
a bird is not even a human, is it? It is just, it is a bird.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a bloody dickhead, that's who it is.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's David Bird ruining the rock show. David, call in, man. I'm glad you like it. Please call in. Let us know what you mean by actual rock music. We'll hush it out with you over genres. It's 0330-223-0200.
Yep.
Call in and let us know. Because we'll take a request if we can find something on the database that you consider actual rock music. Rock music, as far as I'm concerned, is very broad, catch-all genre title. We play a bit of punk on this show. We play a lot of metal. You play a lot of new metal, Joel, and whiny emo shit. So please phone in, David. Let us know. Maybe if you disagree with David that we do play rock music, maybe we play too much rock music.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to chill out. Maybe you want a little bit of rap.
Yeah, maybe he wants Feeder. Maybe he just wants more Feeder.
No one wants Feeder, not even Grant Nicholas, who is a regular listener to this show, as far as I'm aware, does not want to hear any Feeder. He's fed up with it. He'd much rather hear Castles from Belgium.
He's off listening to the Football Rock Show in his Jaguar.
Joel, I've just had a coffee delivered to me.
Yep.
By one of the lovely people at FUBAR Radio. I'm going to have a lovely sip of it in a minute because I'm tired today, mate.
Okay.
I'm a little bit tired.
Why? Like emotionally or sort of physically?
I'm emotionally drained. I'm physically drained. Life's getting me down. It's I've got a monkey on my back. I've not. That's a saying, by the way, in case you hadn't heard that saying.
I've never heard that saying before.
You might be able to tell that I'm speaking a little bit faster. I'm attempting to sort of wake myself up.
Okay.
By talking.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe I should start taking drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones in particular? Like paracetamol or?
What sort of... No, because I'm a regular user of paracetamol. Not a regular user. But I'm a modern man who is... I'm plugged into the world of medicine.
Yes.
If I get a slight pain, I'll be like, well, let's patch that fucker up. Two Nurofen.
Why not?
Grind it up, rub it in my eyes.
You know, our sort of people before us made it possible to make that happen.
Exactly.
Do you know
cavemen
what I mean?
Running around going, oh, a dinosaur's bitten my toe. They went, how do we solve this? And they went and made dock leaf, or they went and made some Nurofen on a rock. So I enjoy medicating myself. I'm a diabetic man, we know that. So medicine literally saves my life hour to hour.
Every day.
Right? But why not try a little bit? Because insulin doesn't make you excited, ready for a radio show. What sort of drugs would get me up for this radio show? I'm trying caffeine, it's not really working.
Okay, so we're thinking...
And this is
like
a rock show, so...
Because I don't do the drugs either, and I think you can probably tell that I don't do drugs by the fact I just call them the drugs.
Yeah, and caffeine makes you absolutely insane, we've established that.
When I have caffeine, I just say what I see.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing. Like, I don't, like...
Which is terrible on the radio.
Because I'll literally be like, if I'm trying to, like, do comedy and I've had a coffee, I'll just stand on stage and be like, oh, the man with the hat, man with the hat, hey, there's a chair, there's an open window, everyone's having fun.
Everyone's leaving, everyone's leaving, where are you going, guys, where are you going? Oh, God, I'm crying. Have you taken drugs before. Joel Dommett, I want a list of the illegal drugs that you have taken.
Well, it's a very short list. I don't really do drugs because I get nosebleeds anyway. And so, like...
They're not all nose-based.
That's what I said to my friend.
I get nosebleeds from shoving ecstasy tabs up my schnoz.
Just injecting heroin in my nostrils. Yeah.
No wonder you're getting nosebleeds, mate. You're putting syringes up there, you crazy guy.
I said to my friend, I was like, I don't really do drugs because I get nosebleeds anyway. And he was like, well, why don't you just do once? You don't have to do it with your nose.
Yeah,
like,
well, your friend, albeit a delinquent drug addict, yes. is right.
He used to do, like, the weekend ones. You know, like the ones.
No. Explain me. I don't know about drugs, Joel.
Well, because I think the weekend ones are like the ones where they make you go, yeah,
it's the weekend.
You know,
like ecstasy is that one?
Yeah, maybe MDMA.
But isn't that ecstasy? I don't know. I can't keep up with all of this
Crikey.
Stuff. People keep talking about MDMA, and I thought that was ecstasy.
I don't know.
This is the least rock and roll thing that's ever been discussed.
Neither of us know.
As far as I'm aware, there's heroin, cocaine and opium. And those are the three drugs. Opium, you don't hear much about opium anymore.
You don't.
It's a gentleman's drug. It's a poet's drug.
So what is that? It's poppy seeds, right?
Yeah, but the people smoke it and, you know, write Kubla Khan and all that sort of shit. But I don't think that's going to help me with the radio show. I think I'm going to have some MDMA.
Okay, so what we need from you guys listening, what we need from Grant Nicholas and all the other people listening, is just some help on what drugs... Ed needs.
Yeah, so what do you think I need to get me through the next 3 hours? And also, we want to hear stories. So I want to hear pros and cons of whether I should start being a druggie, right? I'm going to become a drug head. I am going to become a drug head. Or I might not, but if you go, oh, I once took some drugs. I woke up, I'd eaten a bush from an old lady's garden. I did a shit inside her cat. Then get in contact, let us know. I want to hear the bad side of drugs. I want to hear the good side. Maybe you woke up and you'd done some drugs and you'd helped an old lady paint her sitting room and you'd married her dressed as her husband that had passed away to remind her of the good times, right? So maybe you do good things about it. This old lady, she gets it or she doesn't. So get in contact.
Get in contact. My flatmate stopped doing drugs. Because and I was like, why? And he went, oh, I found myself crying on a Tuesday watching Cash in the Attic.
Yeah, that is genuinely tragic. So if you've ever done something like that, has there been a bleak moment in Don't Talk? Actually, no, this can't turn into Drugs Anonymous. Is that what it's called? Call us on 0330-223-0200. That's 0330-223-0200. Or tweet us on @FoodBarRadio. Or indeed email joel@foodbarradio.com.
Never get any emails.
ed@foodbarradio.com.
Ed gets all the emails.
Let us know. I get them all. I've got them all on the screen here.
Ed gets them all. Just want your little drug stories, really. When was the last time you did the drugs, apart from the ones that keep you alive?
No, I think I've talked about this on Food Bar Radio before. I smoked some weed in 2000. And 10, hid it in a book, and then 2 years later gave that book to charity shop.
Nice.
So someone else got. That's the thing. Sometimes you've got to just give your drugs away to the profit of the sufferers of MS. So, which is perfect, isn't it? Because that can help alleviate some of the symptoms.
The circle of life.
It is indeed.
It's bloody beautiful. I did some of the weed.
Did you?
Probably about 6 months ago. I haven't done it for many a year. And
that'd probably take the edge off you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, really. Well, what happened is that basically it was in a comedy club, but they packed all the chairs away.
Yeah.
And then someone arrived on rollerblades, and I was like, I want them.
You want the rollerblades?
So I ended up putting the rollerblades on.
Yeah.
And then I was rollerblading round in circles for probably about half an hour. And then someone came in and they had a piano.
Yeah.
They had like a keyboard. And then someone was like, oh, let's duct tape the keyboard to you. And so they duct taped the keyboard to me like I was playing it like it was like on a strap.
Right, okay.
And then I rollerbladed around in the circle in this room anti-clockwise for 2.5 hours, Ed.
Wow.
Two and a half hours.
That's the sort of story I want to hear because that's put me off drugs a little bit.
I've got
so at the moment I'm against becoming a drug head. So get in contact, maybe let me know a positive story about something you did, maybe you built a wall. What we got now, Joe? We've got loads of brilliant features coming up. We've got What Metal,
Stephen
Hill. Pardon. Stephen Hill's coming in. he's an expert on music, right?
Yeah,
he's a music journalist.
Yeah,
right. And he knows shit. He's going to show me up, right? Because I come in here with a swagger because you.